Chapter 24. Narnum, the Free City. There was a time when Nath hadn't thought he'd see it again. Its great towers, its wondrous sights. Now he stood on the balcony of its tallest tower, overlooking everything, particularly the people of all the races that roamed the streets. It was different now. All the races thrived, to include the likes of orcs, lizard men, and goblins. There were soldiers, too. Thousands of them scattered on the streets and even more in camps set along the rivers. And there were dragons. Dozens perched on rooftops and others gliding through the sky. Narnum had changed. It was no longer the free city. Rather, the city of fear. He could feel it. See it on the citizens' faces.
I have to do something about this.
He turned away and faced the chamber within. Selene sat on her throne, her piercing eyes fixed on him. Even as beautiful as she was, it was unsettling. He'd been forced to trust a woman permeated in evil. On the arm of her chair squawked a drulcher, a creature with colorful scale-like feathers. Nath wanted to choke the strange bird. He had never liked them. They were carnivorous spies and tattletales.
Your time will come.
At the foot of Selene's dais lay the feline fury. A quiet rumble roused inside its belly. Its feline eyes watched Nath's every movement. Nath's paw fell to his naked hip where Fang once hung.
I hope he is taken care of.
Are you all right, Nath?
Selene said. Her voice echoed. The chamber felt lifeless, empty. He folded his arms behind his back. It had been over a week since he arrived, and he'd done absolutely nothing.
Is this the plan?
Nath said.
I stare out from this balcony for the next 5 years, and then you let me go?
Those were our terms, more or less.
Your terms. Like a fool, I countered with nothing other than my friends' lives. And I still have no idea if they live.
You said there would be peace,
he said.
How can I know there is peace from this tower? For all I know, the entire world burns. Aside from this city.
A chilling smile stretched over Selene's lips before she said,
Barnabas' forces are at rest, I assure you.
I'd rather see that for myself,
he said, easing his way inside her chamber. Everything was exquisite. The tables, the chairs, the food on the table. But lifeless.
That would be a vast undertaking.
I have plenty of time on my hands,
he said, picking a grape from the table. The drulcher squawked.
That's an annoying pet you have.
He crushed the grape and flicked it away.
Can I kill it?
Absolutely not,
Selene said.
Not my dear baby.
She stroked its back and pecked its beak with a kiss.
It's one of the family, a brother.
A rodent? A rat with wings?
The drulcher's wings fluttered. Nath paced around the table, whistling a dwarfish tune. It was an inspiring melody they whistled when marching into war. He kept at it over an hour. Selene sunk into her throne.
Will you stop that?
He kept whistling another 15 minutes more this time. Selene's nails dug into the arms of her chair.
Stop it!
Nath's golden eyes brightened. He paused, touching his chest, saying,
I'm sorry, did you say something? I couldn't hear over all that whistling.
He cocked his head.
It seems to be gone now.
He walked behind the feline fury and stepped on its tail. It jumped up, whirled, and roared.
Heel,
Selene commanded in another tongue. The cat-like dragon's ears bent back. its lips curled over its fangs. Nath glared right back into its eyes.
You are a child,
Celine said.
You are treating me as such, sticking me in here with all of your animals.
He folded his arms over his deep chest.
How long do you think I can be kept in here like this?
There are worse places you can be put,
she said.
And I'd be more than happy to shackle those limbs of yours.
No one will be shackling me now or ever, Celine. Try it, and I'll destroy this tower and your brood in it.
His chest heaved.
Do we have an understanding?
She rose from her throne.
You think you can test me?
I say the same to you.
Her eyes flashed, and down the steps she came. Standing toe-to-toe with him, she looked him in the eye and said,
You have much to learn, young dragon, much to learn about the error of your ways.
Go on,
Nath said.
I'm listening.
She put her hand on his chest and said,
You're all brawn and mouth. You need refining, composure.
Most women like my composure.
Celine smiled.
Do they now?
Ask any of the...
Her hand exploded with power. He flew across the room and smashed into the wall. Nath jumped up, woozy, holding his burning chest, and fell down again.
Sultans of Sulphur! I've never felt anything like that.
Shaking the debris from his hair, he noticed Celine standing over him. Her eyes and hands crackled with bright energy.
That is power, little dragon. That is composure, focus. Everything you lack.
Grimacing, Nath rose to one knee and said,
You are a wizard.
No, I am a dragon.
Her tail swished over the tiles and lifted up his chin.
A creature of magic. You are as well.
She chuckled.
Your father didn't teach you anything at all, did he?
He taught me plenty.
He gave you a sword and a dwarf holding a leash around your neck. He told you to stay out of trouble.
Her tail stroked his hair.
Precious time wasted. What I just did to you, you should be able to do to me by now. Gorn Gretek taught me. Why didn't your father teach you?
She turned and resumed her seat on the throne, blowing the mystic fires from her hand. Her glowing eyes returned to normal.
My, that felt good.
Quietly, Nath resumed his place on the balcony, thoughts confused and racing.